What do they call bad whiskey? Stuff that's...
Well, there's a lot of people, you know, just... There's people that know how to make whiskey, and there's people that didn't know how to make whiskey. A man that knew how to make whiskey would make it out of corn and good whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Take a man that didn't know how to make whiskey and wanted to make it right quick to dodge the law, and just put anything in it and kill you. Some of it is poison and kill you.
Yeah.
He's got a fellow over here. He's raised here in the valley, but he lived over in what they call the Happy Hollow. And the law went in there and got him, and if you know, they ever know anything about these old zinc wash tubs is poison. And he'd duck him two of these old big zinc wash tubs and fasten them together somewhere or another, and they, I don't know whether you ever heard tell of it or not, but the Raleigh and the Watkins and these companies sells liniment. They call it the red liniment. You know, that stuff's strong as the dickens. It's, you got to mix it with water. It's good for a lot of things, you know. We used to use it for bad cold, and it's good to doctor your horses with and have them gone. And he's putting that in it.
Mm-hmm.
He's putting that red liniment in it to make it hot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you'd call bad whiskey. And some of them will take their whiskey and scorch it. They don't know how to make it, you know. They have to make it as in a copper outfit. They'll let it get too hot and scorch it. And that'll make you sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll put, some of them used to put this illegal lye in it to make it bead. And it'd kill you.
They put lye in it?
Lye, this illegal lye, you know. It'd kill rats or anything. They'd simmer it down, you know. And they'd do a lot of things. They'd take through. They had to have corn, and have that corn sprouted, you know. And they'd take that corn and put it in a sack and take it to the barn where your horses was and bury it up in the manure. Well, the heat of that manure would sprout that corn in a few days, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then they'd take it to a mill and grind it.
Uh-huh.
And that made the your whiskey work off, your beer. They'd first make beer, you know, put that in it, and then they'd work that beer off, you know, and then the whiskey. I never did see none made. I used to drink much more of the whiskey, but I never did. Have anything to do with anything made. I've seen a few stills after they stuck with the jail out here.
Yeah.
But they made it all over this country.
Did they have a name for the bad stuff, though? I mean, did they ever call it anything in particular?
Well, I don't know. I guess they did. They'd call it white lightning and all this up and down.
Those are the kinds of words I was wondering about, if you could think of any other ones.
Well, I don't know, you know.
I just wonder words that people might use. There's an expression that I've heard, splo. Have you ever heard that?
Uh-huh.
Never heard splo.
Uh-huh.
I've heard that in Knoxville, for this thing. They got in radiators.
Well, they're a different kind. That's like I told you, they was good whiskey. You take the old timers that used to make whiskey, they made it out of corn. Now then they put sugar and everything else in it to make it run quick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This whiskey being made today in Wiresbinder, but I don't know who's making it. That's a thing people don't say too much about.
Mm-hmm.
People that'll make whiskey, they're dangerous.
Yeah.
If you turn them in, most of the trouble we used to have in here was one bootlegger fighting another, you know.
Cool.
Well, that'll go along and make his whiskey and not sell it to miners. Just don't sell it to everybody comes along. Some people are shrewd enough to live and do that. But my wife's daddy, he used to have a lot of big orchards up there, and he'd make them apples up, you know, and let them go into vinegar and get to a certain stage, and then make apple brandy. Now that was good, but he never would set that around. He'd let big men come from places when he did. This fellow over here, he'd let boys or anybody, he was always into trouble. And whenever you go to let miners have whiskey and them are getting drunk, you're getting yourself into trouble. That'll get you quick.
Yeah.
But one thing of these bootleggers, they'd fight one another.
Mm.
One of them is getting a little better than the other, but the laws got pretty close on that. They used to be dozens in here. During World War I, it was a sight that whiskey's made in this Wiresbinder Valley.
Yeah.